Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Active Love. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "True love next shows itself in obedience. 'Tis love that makes our willing feet in swift obedience move. We can do anything for those we love, and if we love Jesus, no burden will be heavy, no difficulty will be great. We should rather wish to do more than he asks of us, and only desire that he was a little more exacting, that we might have a better opportunity of showing forth our affection." The apostle says, "Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Actions speak louder than words, and we will always be anxious to tell our love in deeds as well as by our lips. The true disciple asks continually, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Acts chapter 9, verse 6. He esteems it his highest honor to serve the Lord. I believe in an active love that has hands to labor and feet to run, as well as a heart to feel, eyes to glance, and ears to listen. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, "The Church's Love to Her Loving Lord." Those who love Jesus obey him, John chapter 14, verse 15. Those who love Jesus serve others out of that love, Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 40. Those who love Jesus put action to their faith in him, James chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Those who love Jesus continually ask him, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Love for Jesus isn't just something we feel. It's who we are, and it's how we act and speak and serve every single day.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.